Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another episode in the series El Paso Primetime. I'm Richard Dayu, President and CEO of the Greater El Paso Chamber of Commerce. And I know every week I begin by telling you I have some amazing guests with me. But today I have some especially special guests who are working with us today. And I actually have three. And since this is radio, you have to take my word for this. But they're three very, very attractive and very bright and very young leaders in our community who have a lot of information to share with you. So beginning with, in no particular order, I want to introduce Mandra Ryan, who represents the Border Expressway. The company is officially known as Abrams Kiewit Joint Venture. And I have Nomi Rojas, who is with HNTB. And representing TxDOT, I have Jennifer Wright. And with that as a way of introduction, you may have guessed already that we're about to talk about all of the orange barrels across the community, or most of them, not all, because some are there because of the city, right? So without further ado, let's go ahead and start the program. Mandra, why don't you kick us off?
Sure. So the Border West Expressway Project has a lot going on, and especially here in the next couple of days. So we've been working for a little over a year. We started in the Coles-Paisano area, so down near Bowie High School. You'll see a lot of different bridge work happening. So we have 560 tons of steel that has gone up in that area. So just an enormous amount of bridge work on this job as a whole, but specifically working in that area. And we've also shifted to the racetrack Doniphan area. So the old CMEX property is where you have probably seen a lot of construction work happening right now.
Thank you. But that can't be all you want to say, or you're saving
just
all the best for
give
later.
Give it to him, Mandra. Give
just
it
go
to
ahead
him.
And lay it on our audience, please.
Absolutely. So with the Border West Expressway project, we were challenged to look and see how we can expedite our construction project, because we do know that a lot of people are having a lot of heartache, especially if you live on the west side. I myself live on the west side, and I drive back and forth. My office is on the east side, so I am in the traffic with everyone else multiple times a day. So we had an awesome opportunity. Our team got together, and they looked at 18 months worth of work and figured out a way to do it in an expedited 8 months. So I know people are a little bit upset about what's about to happen, but just think about it this way. You could either suffer through it for 18 months, or you could just deal with it for about 8 months. So in that 8 months' time, we're going to be working in between Sunland Park and Executive to really expedite the stuff that's happening in that area. So in that area alone, we are going to be moving 1 million cubic yards of dirt. We have 19 bridges to build, and we'll probably have over 300 people working in just that area alone at peak. So there's a lot to be done in that area. And so to give people a point of reference, I like to say to them, the work that's going to happen in that 8 months alone is equivalent to a $100 million project. So if you think about locally, you know, what was a $100 million project, and that was the Trans Mountain project, both east and west, which took 4 years. So if you put everything and you take a step back and you put it into scale, it's really, really an awesome opportunity for us to do a great amount of work in a short amount of time.
And this kicks off this coming Sunday. Is that correct?
That is correct. So tomorrow, Sunday at 7 a.m., remember when you're having your coffee that you are going to need to explore and use some of the resources available to find a new route to and from. So you can go on to – we have multiple websites for all of our projects. I know that we've partnered with the city to have information. I know that almost every single news medium has information. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. But you will have to seek an alternative route. There are no secret ways. There are no shortcuts. You really cannot access Paisano, and you will have to take Mesa. You'll have to take Trans Mountain. You'll have to take I-10 or – fly. I don't know the other ways that you can get there, but
well,
really
I know a couple of people who fly, but they're not going to share their helicopter.
Maybe go through Juarez or something.
Yeah, exactly. We need those hovercrafts, but exactly. No, at this point, Paisano is going to be closed. There will be access to the businesses. So there are the car dealerships that are right there. They will have access to those dealerships. You'll just be diverted onto Crockett and Constitution to then make the loop around to get back onto I-10. So other than that, you will not have access to Paisano.
Thank you. This is really important information, which I hope everyone is paying attention to. Nomi?
Yes. So my name is Nomi Rojas. I represent the Go 10 project, which probably impacts traffic more than the Border West Expressway does, except for on Sunday when everybody's going to be really mad at Border West Expressway for closing Paisano. Paisano is actually one of Go 10's alternate routes. And so now we have eliminated, starting tomorrow, Sunday, one of the alternate routes. But, you know, one of our key messages that we get out to people is to know your alternate routes. I mean, we're creatures of habit, and it's hard to take the alternate route, but I would challenge people to just try it. I took Trans Mountain the other day from Rustler, and I don't usually go that way, and it was pretty painless. I mean, you go around the city instead of through it. I'm used to taking I-10. But it was pretty easy. And I mean, maybe it took a couple of minutes longer, but it was stress-free. The other alternate route is Mesa, which is not ideal because there's a lot of lights all the way down Mesa. And we all know if there's a fender bender on Mesa, it might be a parking lot for a little while. So, which brings me to another key message that I like to get out to people is drive carefully. I mean, don't drive distracted. I know that Mandra pushes out a lot of messages. I think if you're looking at your device while you're driving, it's the equivalent to drinking
four beers.
Yeah. So, you know, you become impaired, basically. And so there's a lot of apps that I know Mandra has told me about. I don't use them, but there's one where you can...
That's not a very good example.
We've tested and tried them all in our office. So you can go onto our website and you can Google it as well. And if you have an Android phone, you can, you know, Google Android texting and driving. And basically it's just a tool to say if you are driving, it'll send out an automatic message to someone to say, I can't answer right now, but let me call you when my car is parked. So it kind of helps with your mindset of, I need to focus on the road. I'm going to put my phone away. It can send an automatic message. But there's an abundance of different apps. And I know Nomi and I have talked a lot about them. And you can try a couple of them out and see which one works for you. But you can also do it with teen drivers. So I know a lot of parents, teens are one of the leading text and drivers. So it's one of the things that, you know, maybe you can sit down as a family and discuss these different apps and what's available to kind of track to see what's going on. But Nomi is exactly right. I don't know how many times I'm stuck in traffic and I look around and I see people texting and driving, and you know that they are not paying attention to the orange barrels around them, much less pedestrians or who's driving in the car next to them. So that's a great idea and a great point, Nomi.
Yeah, and then driving in a work zone
absolutely
just compounds the danger. Jennifer, do you know the stats on driving through a work zone?
I one interesting statistic is it's not the workers who are usually end up being killed in a work zone. There's a majority of them are the drivers who are killed by not being careless in a work zone, not slowing down, and driving cautiously. And we realize that these projects, these giant projects like El Paso has never seen before, are really presenting new challenges to El Paso drivers who have been, we've been spoiled in El Paso because we have not seen congested roadways like in other Texas cities. And we're not used to it and we don't like it. And we sympathize because many of us who work at TxDOT live on the west side, make that commute all the way out to the east side twice a day. We're in the traffic too. We understand. But getting these projects done and the lack of alternate routes points out exactly why we're doing these projects and why we need these projects. And I know that 4 years of construction seems like a really long and daunting time, and it's not going to be much fun, but we have to find that place within ourselves where we are at peace with the fact that on the other side, we're going to have fabulous improvements to the mobility on the west side of El Paso, and it will be worth it in the end. But people do need to drive with caution, drive courteously, pay attention, and yield to the other guy.
Yeah,
I totally agree, and I'm glad you said that. And to your point, Mandra, a moment ago I pulled it up and showed it to Mandra. I actually have one of those apps on my phone. It's called Drive Mode. It's produced by AT&T. Yep. It's a who's a member of the chamber, so a little plug for AT&T. But they've done a wonderful job nationally trying to educate and inform on the issues of driving while you're texting. It's insane. Or texting while you're driving. I think the reverse probably applies to a number of the fools that are out there that think this is not going to happen to me. And in fact, it does. And so you can turn it on or off. So if you're getting ready to get in your car, you turn it on, and then it sends those messages, Nomi, that you mentioned a moment ago that says, you know, I'll be in touch when I get to my destination. And that's just one of a number of those apps. I strongly encourage everyone to use them. And in a moment, well, in fact, why don't we cover another app that's very valuable called Metropia.
Right. Metropia is just finished its first phase of funding through TxDOT, where we were managing its data collection phase. And you may have been aware that there were some calls to the public to download the app and be one of our pioneer users for Metropia. And during that time, they gathered data on drivers and their habits in El Paso. And this is an app that will send you in the least congested way. It's Metropia. You can find it at the Android or the Apple store and download that, and it will reward you with points when you leave at vary your work time, vary your commute time, vary your route, and you earn points that you can trade in for gift certificates to your favorite retailers, local and national. I just redeemed a $25 Amazon gift card. Thank you very much. It was a big boon just by using this app. Now, TxDOT cautions people. There's a lot of apps out there. There's a lot of ways to avoid traffic. Waze, Inrix, Google Maps. Please, you know, in addition to Metropia, do this before you leave. Do it while you're parked. I always check Google Maps before I leave my office because it shows you where you might encounter problems. And then I enter in my information into Metropia, and then it will tell me how to alter my route as I'm going home. Sometimes it tells me to take the UTEP exit. Sometimes it tells me to stay on the 10. Just depends on the traffic volumes. I want to say that as I ride along in my car listening to the lovely KTEP radio, I am always astounded by the number of accidents reported. I can't get over it. They're just, yeah. And we have another accident here. There, they report six accidents at once. And please, please don't crash your car. They're not accidents. They're actually crashes.
Well, this is not scientific research, but I believe that the average listener for KTAP is smarter than the average driver on the road, just who doesn't listen to KTAP. So we're kind of preaching
agree.
To the choir.
I listen to KTAP.
I listen obviously to KTAP as well. I know Nomi does too. But all humor aside, it seems like the more congested our roads become, people react in exactly the opposite and incorrect way that they should be. I don't mean to lecture them, but they're speeding up and they're trying to zigzag through traffic, creating hazardous situations when in fact they should be doing exactly the opposite, slowing down a little bit, managing their time, which brings me to maybe the biggest argument I make it to my staff every week. They're tired of hearing me. You get up 10 minutes earlier, get dressed 10 minutes earlier, leave 10 minutes earlier, then the traffic isn't a problem getting to work. Because what's the age-old statement every employee makes when they show up for work late?
Traffic.
Traffic. Well, yes, but this is not exactly new information, is it?
Well, Richard, you know, you represent the chamber, you represent businesses, and I hope there are businesses, owners of businesses listening right now, because I would like to push another message, and that is telework. Work remotely, at least during these next couple of years of construction. I mean, some people might scoff at that, and I know that there are industries where, you know, staggering your departure time is not possible. But for the employers who can, maybe they can maybe institute a pilot program where they allow employees to work from home maybe once a week to start. I'm sure it saves money on the bottom line. That's what I've heard. But if we can just get cars off the roads, and if a lot of people do that, it would help the congestion.
Right.
Or even just, you know, starting the day 30 minutes early.
Right.
And allowing your employees to leave 30 minutes early. Yeah. Or what the city does, they work Monday through Thursday, and no, you know, nobody in the city is driving, hopefully, on Friday.
Right. And it's 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and I think that that alleviates some of the—
It does.
And one of the things, Nomi and I love this statement, you aren't in traffic, you are traffic.
That's a great point. And I would, your comment, Nomi, accentuate another point, which is— Well, first of all, to close the thought about thinking outside the box in terms of modifying the way your workforce is dealing with work over the next couple of years, a lot of businesses can't telecommute. They can't work from home. If you're in retail, if you're customer-based, the chamber, for the most part, is a customer-based organization. Everybody wants to be in a meeting live and in person, so our staff have to be there be prepared. So we have a difficulty in doing that. I work from home on the weekends all the time. Rather than driving in, I just hook up to the office and get some work done and communicate with our volunteers and staff. But we modified our schedule actually a couple of years ago in concert with the city. I can't do 7 o'clock for the staff because most of our members aren't wanting us at 7 o'clock in the morning. But we do 7:30, and we do 7:30 to 5:30 every day, Monday through Thursday, and then 7:30 to 11:30 on Fridays. So when they're getting on the roads to go home, they're not doing it during rush hour. But we're actually looking at our schedules now. As we begin this process next week with Paisano closing, how will that impact our traffic patterns? We know it'll be more congested, but what will it do to Mesa and the I-10? And if it's such that we might have to leave a little earlier or start later so that we're not contributing to the problem of the congestion on the roadways. So what? We'll do it.
And also you can plan ahead is another thing, because I know a lot of people, they schedule out their week, they schedule out their month, they have business meetings. A lot of times you have to go to the customer, you have to go to the person. So I challenge people to look at your schedule and say, you know, I live on the east side. I'm going to try to do all my morning appointments on this side of town. And then maybe when it's not very congested, travel out to the west side or vice versa or whatever that is. So I think the big challenge here is just to plan and do what works best for you. So if that's working from home, if that's, you know, doing a 7 to 4 or whatever that is, get together as a team and find that solution that works best for you and use the resources that we have to come up with those answers.
Yeah, and I would accentuate something else that I've never been a fan of personally, only because what I do for a living requires me often to go outside the office, drive all over the city for meetings, etc. So carpooling isn't a big option for me. However, we're going to look at carpooling with at least our West Side staff to see how we can share transportation to and from the office. Not to mention, we have a thing called Brio.
And Sun Metro, yeah.
And that's our Sun Metro system.
Sun Metro is adding many routes on the yep. west side of El Paso. In response to this, we've been working closely, communicating with them. The city has resilience office has put together a traffic mitigation team, and they've been looking at solutions. So if people will open up their minds to actually
trying
carpooling. Yeah, trying the Brio or the bus from their neighborhood.
And if I can add a little bit more about Sun Metro, they did add 4 routes to the west side. 3 of them are flagged down routes. That means that all you have to do is wave at the bus and it will stop for you. They didn't want to go through the expense of, you know, establishing, you know, the stop signs, because these are just temporary routes that they've added to help mitigate traffic. And so they've instituted the flag down for 3 of their west side routes. The 4th route is an express route from the Remcon bus
Circle.
Station,
uh-huh.
yeah, Parking all the ride. Way to the east side bus station near Cielo Vista Mall.
Wow.
It's an express route. So I think it's nonstop. I'm not sure. But they're really trying to target people who normally don't ride the bus.
That's a great idea. I like the flag down concept. Otherwise, you just have to jump in the middle of the street and hope the bus doesn't run you over.
Don't do that.
We don't want them to do that.
But the good news is if you ride the bus, guess what you can do?
What?
You can text
That's
and
right.
You can do whatever you want on your phone,
that's
and
right.
You are safe because you have someone else driving. And if you're carpooling, it's the same thing. Let the driver be the driver, and you can use your phone. Otherwise, don't do it.
I think that's a great idea.
You can get work. You can read emails. You can return emails. The buses have Wi-Fi.
You can watch Game of Thrones or whatever people watch on TV. I don't know.
So, Mandra, let's give people the websites because we
yes.
talked about planning ahead.
Yep.
Mandra and I both post information. So I'm posting info at go10, that's the number 10, elpaso.com.
And ours is borderwestexpressway.com. And everything is spelled out. We're also on Facebook, Border West Expressway. Twitter is BWE Expressway. And we also have an information hotline. So if people just want to call before they go, like Jennifer mentioned, and understand what closures are posted and what's happening, they can call 844-375-BWEX. Because we do understand that not everyone is friendly of their phone or they don't hop on the computer. So you can call an information hotline, and we have information in Spanish and English, and you can just use the prompts to either talk to a live person or hear a recording. So that's 844-375-BWEX.
And the GO10 phone line is 1-844-373-GO10, and that's 4610.
And if they go to the websites, those phone numbers are on the websites.
Right.
Exactly. So if you're driving right now, please do not
don't
write
any
this
of
down,
it.
Do any of this stuff. Just memorize it for a second. And by the way, as all of our shows are recorded, you'll be able to then go to the KTEP.org website in the next couple of days, and you can pull up from the library this program so you can get that information as well. So you don't have to be putting yourself in harm's way as a result of it. Well, are there some additional sort of closing thoughts you'd like to share with our audience? We have about 6 or 7 minutes, 6 minutes. Well, before you do, there is one point I'd like to – this is a question. It seems that with the challenges we have for traffic on I-10 and then now with Mesa, because parts of I-10 are closed depending on which part of the day, Paisano will be closed now. Are you working with the city's transportation folks to get them to maybe work on the synchronization of the lights so that – because that's critical. I think that's been the biggest frustration I've seen, people feeling like they're jammed at a light. Get to Shadow Mountain is one example. At the end of the afternoon, you can sit through 3 red lights before you get on Mesa.
Right. Those are luckily managed by cameras, so they can see what's happening. And it's one of the efforts that the police department and EMS are floating out there to work with the city so that they can help manage the traffic lights, especially in the case of an incident.
Okay. And our team meets with the city on a weekly basis to kind of report. If I do hear about any of these things, we definitely try to bring it to their attention and make sure that it's getting handled as quickly as possible.
Great. Thank you. You didn't see the face you just made at me when I asked that question. But somewhat related to that, and I've got Chief Allen coming on in a few weeks, so we'll be talking about this. He's a dear friend. Hopefully he won't beat me up. He's a strong guy when I asked the question. But there is this issue where we have an ordinance that prohibits using your phone while you're driving, right? It's hands-free. But the challenge the police department has is how do you deal with that? There's so many people doing it. There are only so many police officers. But it would seem to me that now more than ever is an important time for them to begin to more stringently enforce that statute so that, you know, once you get that ticket and you look at it and it reads $200, maybe that'll be a deterrent, we hope.
Do you know what else is a really big ticket? Is if you mess with barrels in a work zone, it's a $1,000 ticket. And I know a couple weeks ago we had a night closure and we had a couple of people who took it upon themselves to move some of those barrels and they were issued a $1,000 ticket because it is so, so unsafe to mess with the work zone.
That's amazing. I didn't even know people were that crazy. And they're pretty crazy.
Yeah. I've heard of that happening. And
it's
people,
alarming.
I've heard of people even nudging the barrels with their cars in an effort to maybe bypass, you know,
sure.
what engineers have put in place for safety.
Closing thought, Naomi?
Just for GO10, our project limits is between North Mesa and Executive on I-10. And I would just urge people to be careful while driving through the corridor, especially in the area of Sunland Park. We're in contact with the police department, and they have informed us that they've seen a lot of collisions on I-10 near Sunland Park, particularly in the eastbound direction. Apparently, there's an incline as you're approaching Sunland, and by the time you get to the top of the end of that hill, on the other side, traffic is stopped or slow, and you don't realize it until it's too late. And so if people are out there worried about, you know, safety, their concerns are valid. So be careful.
Very good. Thank you. Jennifer?
I would ask that people manage their expectations. I think TxDOT's tried very hard to alert people, inform people through the work of these ladies in addition. And I think if people understand that it's just going to take them longer and they just need to settle down, slow down, and just understand that their drive time will be increased and rushing is not going to get them there any faster in a slow down situation. Instead, they just need to be cautious, be calm, and be courteous, and don't crash.
And leave early. Start your day
earlier.
That's right. Give yourself, as manager said earlier, plan your time and depart earlier. So we're down to about our last minute and a half. And so I have one little piece of business that I feel obligated to do. Do you have a closing comment? Quickly, go ahead.
I do. Just real quick, when people are a little bit frustrated with the Paisano area, I think one of the awesome things is to remember that there are going to be 14 lanes of available that are going to be available to the public once it's complete. So Donovan's no longer going to be a dead end. McNutt's going to be there. We're going to have the Border West Expressway, and we're going to have Paisano. So think about in 8 months, there could be 14 lanes that are available to you. And I think that's really a cool, cool thing.
And we're doing this all with TxDOT money, which
you're welcome.
You bet. And thank you so much. And we thank Ted Houghton, too, who was so instrumental
sure
in that. So my last comment to our listening audience is, since you're listening, you're obviously a fan of KTEP. But are you a funder of KTEP?
Yes, I
help?
Am.
Oh, good.
Were you asking me?
I was asking our listening audience. But thank you, Nomi. So those of you who are listeners but haven't yet written a check, please remember, this is publicly funded. There are no commercials. And we would very much appreciate your support by writing a check to KTEP, and you can call in, you can go on their website, and there are a number of ways to support the organization. But please don't just be an inactive, passive listener. Be a supporter and a contributor. You can be proud of that. And we thank you all again for listening this Saturday, and we look forward to seeing you on the byways in 8 months.
Richard,
thank you
for having us.
Don't forget, tomorrow it's closed, 7 a.m., Paisano Drive.
Thank you.
Thank you all.